You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, we're pretty used to reading people's problems, issues, questions. They come in through email. They come in through our Facebook page. You can just search Dom and Jeremy. But one of the things that we really like is when people write back to us afterwards. And not what percentage do you think actually do that? Maybe 10%?
Yeah, it's not a lot. You know, people get busy with their lives and they move on and they forget. But yeah, every now and then.
You know, they just use us for updates on, you know, on how to live.
Solve my problem and then they dump us.
And yeah, then we never hear from them again. Jeez. They don't even call.
Jeez.
So we've got a few that have, and we've been storing these up. We thought we'd knock all of these out. So, first of all, there's the one. She said, you can call me Deborah, back when we read her notes. So we're going to call her Deborah again. Her whole thing was that she was pretty sure that her boyfriend was going to propose to her. They're both divorced. He still lives in the house that he bought with his ex-wife, and she put her stamp all over it. Do you remember that letter?
I do, and Deborah wanted to move, get a completely new house.
Yep.
And it was
a
big battle.
She's like, he loves his house. She goes, but I feel really weird moving into a house with that another woman has kind of put her touch on.
Right. We all went back and forth about the housing market here, and it would be hard to move, and you're basically sleeping with a guy that has her mark all over him, you know? I remember that one. How did that one end?
So the listeners were torn. They were like 50-50. But Deborah has written back. She says, hi, boys. After you read my note on your show, I got nervous about talking to him about the situation, so I didn't say anything. Then, 2 weeks ago, he did propose. And it was wonderful. And I said yes, and everything was great. Then I thought, what the hell? And I brought up the thing about his house.
Mm.
I told him how I felt about it being his ex-wife's house and how I wanted our own place. He was really surprised and said he'd have to think about it. After a week went by and he hadn't said anything, I brought it up again. He said he doesn't understand why it's a problem, but he didn't want it to be a deal breaker, so he's going to put the house on the market.
Hey!
But wait, Jer. She writes, the thing is, I'm happy, but I know he's not, and that sucks. But hopefully he'll get over it and everything will be good. We're starting to look at other houses together, which is usually exciting. But now it feels like a chore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the update. Thanks very much for your show and all you do.
Oh, that's a bummer. Good move, but it's kind of sucking the fun out of it.
Right.
Yep.
So she's, I don't mean it to sound like this, she's getting her way, but she is. She's getting what she wants.
But now she feels guilty about it.
And now he's like.
Well, they should just break up. Just call it off.
Do you want another one that's kind of kind of a downer, but not really? This was from Liz. She was the one who wrote in and said she'd been married for 16 years, and in the last 10 or so, my husband has become so boring, I really can't stand it. He never wants to go anywhere, never wants to do anything. She goes, I suggest all sorts of things for us to do together. He'd rather stay home and watch TV. She says she talked to him about it more than once. He apologizes, says that's just who I am, blah, blah, blah. Her question was, do I give up and move on after 16 years? I do a lot of things by myself, but I'd really like to have a partner sometimes when I do them. That was from Liz. Listeners were split on this one, too. Like, half and half said, hey, just put up with it. You know, you married him for better or for worse.
Suggest ideas, I think, was one of them. Mm-hmm. Try different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of
the other half were like, no, you know, life is short. Get out there, girl, and
tear it up.
We got an update from Liz. Dom and Jeremy, I went back and forth on how to handle my situation, and I've reached the decision that I'm going to make a clean break and start my life over.
Nice.
She goes, I do love my husband, but we just can't go the rest of our lives like this. He's so content to just sit in front of a television every day, and I can't do that. So while I know there are lots of couples who just stay together but live separate lives, that's not for me. I'm not saying other people should do this, but it's what works for me. On one hand, I'm so sad, but at other times, I'm very excited about my future. Thanks for talking about fun things on your show and about real life things, too. Nice. I appreciate you both. That's Liz.
Good luck, Lizzie, getting back out there.
How do you feel about that, Jer?
I'm fine with it. I guess if she's been trying and trying and trying, and this guy's just a total slug laying there in front of the TV, move on. It's no way to live if you're miserable. You got to move on. Yeah. I'm happy for him. For once, they took my advice and break up. That's a good one.
You said that for 15 years to people.
So many times. So, yes, good. Good on you, Liz.
And you know what else? Maybe good for him because he might meet somebody. If he gets out of the house,
yeah,
he might meet someone who wants to all the time sit on the couch and watch TV.
It'll be perfect. A couple of Jabba the Hutts sitting there.
And then I'll bring it home with this one. This was from Shannon. Let me just read her entire original note. Is there a rule that you can't date the son or daughter of a coworker? I'm 27. One of my coworkers has a son who's 21. He came to the office to bring her something. We started talking. We didn't flirt or anything, but he gave me his number so I could text him a picture I took of him and his mother at the office. I thought about asking him if he'd like to grab coffee somewhere, but I don't know if it's cool to date your coworker's kid. What's your opinion?
How did this one end? Didn't we tell her to go for it?
Listeners overwhelmingly told her to go for it. I think there was only like one. I want to say there was only one call that said, no, it'll just cause problems.
It's inappropriate.
With your coworker. Nah. All right. Everyone else was like, go for it. Here's the update from Shannon. Dom and Jeremy, I wanted to give you an update on our situation. Since your listeners said go for it, I did. I texted him, and he texted right back. And we ended up talking a few times. Then we met for coffee. And then I had him over for dinner. And, well, we're now talking about moving in together.
Hey! There you go.
She says, I know. It was all very quick. We've been seeing each other for more than 2 months, and we couldn't be happier. And then she says, and you know what? My coworker has been very supportive, and we joke about it a lot. She thinks it's funny that she could someday be my mother-in-law. Thank you to my boys and all the other listeners who gave me the confidence to do this. I love your show.
Oh, so sweet.
That's from Shannon.
How cool. Well,
how do you feel about that one?
I'm great. I'm glad she went for it. She found love. And again, like she says, you got to give credit to the listeners. They came through for her. And she made a move and now she's happy.
She says the listeners are the ones that gave her the confidence.
That's right. So kudos to everyone that called in and participated on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun one, if I remember.
That
one went on a while.
Uh-huh.
Good for her.